So let's take a look at that big consumer story of the day. It's also a culture story and a safety story. The National Transportation Safety Board has called for a national ban on cell phone use by drivers, even recommending the drivers put away their hands-free devices in order to pay more attention to the road. We have the chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board with us this morning. Deborah Herzman joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Madam Chairman, the NTSB, we know from decoding and evaluating cockpit flight recorders and data recorders and dealing with the investigation in the aftermath of a plane crash or a train crash. But according to the Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 3,000 people lost their lives last year in distracted-related accidents. That's more than a few plane crashes worth of fatalities there.
You're absolutely right. It's the equivalent of having a plane crash every week. What we see in our accidents is that distractions are not limited to drivers. We see it in all modes of transportation. We've, in fact, investigated accidents involving texting locomotive engineers that ran red signals in Southern California, killed 25. We've seen airline pilots who are distracted by their laptops and overfly their destination by over 100 miles and are not responding to air traffic controllers' hails for over 60 minutes. And so distraction is a very pervasive issue, but we're seeing it more and more on our highways. We've seen bus drivers involved in accidents. We've seen truck drivers and, of course, car drivers in their private vehicles involved in accidents. And it's something that we really, as you mentioned in the top of your story, it is a culture issue. It's not just a consumer and a safety issue. It's about changing attitudes.
And that's what, you know, I really have to say, I admire you coming out with this because you're really going up against a cultural phenomenon that is, moving like a tsunami. The proliferation of cell phones, the design of handheld devices and their multifunctionality, you say, is an assault on the nation's transportation system, beginning with the highways. How do you roll something like that back? You don't have the power of legislative authority.
No, we don't. And we make recommendations. We investigate accidents, we learn from them, and we make recommendations. Mm-hmm. And it's up to other people to implement those recommendations. But we do know that the statistics and that the accident investigations that we've done bear out that people do not perform well when they're multitasking or distracted. And it results in fatalities. It results in many more accidents and injuries. And in fact, I was just talking to a young lady this morning as I was getting ready for an interview, and she commented about the ban, and she confessed that she had been in an accident and totaled her car because she was using her iPod a couple of months ago. I think, fortunately, no fatalities, no injuries, but she totaled her car. I think this is happening more and more, and I think that people have to recognize that no call, no text, no post is worth a human life.
All right, let's accept that proposition for the moment. No text, no cell phone use is worth a human life. If people intuitively believe that, it's more a design question of actually enforcing a ban like this. And, of course, the Highway Traffic Safety Administration was involved with design changes to automobiles, seatbelts, airbags, all kinds of things to reduce fatalities on the highways. What sorts of design, I don't want to put you on the hook here, but let's discuss a possible designs that might assist consumers. For instance, a jamming device in a car that would render the cell phone useless while the engine is running. Anything else?
Well, we did make some recommendations in this report that we issued yesterday to the industry. We made recommendations to the cellular telephone industry for them to really look at applications and technologies that would permit drivers voluntarily who want to actually shut down their phones while driving, because frankly, most people recognize in surveys, they recognize that it's dangerous to text or to talk on the phone while driving. Unfortunately, most of them also admit that over 50% here in the Washington, D.C. area have admitted to texting and driving or talking on the phone and driving recently, and over 20% had texted and drive. So I think people recognize that other people don't drive so well when they're talking on the phone or texting, but they don't want to kind of self-police. And so I think some of these technologies, if you could voluntarily put them on your phones, that would be good. And I think also technologies that can recognize when the vehicle's moving. We have very sophisticated devices, and we're looking at inhibiting those functions for just the driver. And so we made a recommendation specific to the driver's area so that passengers and other people in the car could still use those devices.
You know, it was a cultural change in America when the federal government mandated that it was the responsibility of designers of automobiles to make them safe for people. Do you think the high-tech community needs to take responsibility for the design of its devices and be forced or think of it as a matter of good citizenship to build in some of these technologies as a matter of course?
Well, I'll tell you what. I went back to my office yesterday and I looked at my in my boxes that came with my BlackBerry and came with my GPS device that that I obviously take with me when I travel. Both of them have warnings from the manufacturer not to operate them while you're driving. And so I think it's very interesting that you know, that they recognize, certainly from a legal perspective, that you shouldn't be doing this. I think what's more problematic is then when people aren't able to kind of control their own impulses to do that, you know, how do you make sure that they don't? And I think this is very much like smoking, like drinking and driving, like seatbelt use. And it is going to take some time for people to be educated about this, and I think it's going to take a strong education communication campaign. But I think we're also going to have laws that lay out the expectations for behavior and then follow that up with enforcement. But as you mentioned, I think technology has produced some of these challenges. Technology also has the potential to be the solution to these problems as well by building in safeguards for people. If you're a parent and you have a teen driver, you definitely want to have a situation where their cell phone or their iPad or whatever they've got in the car with them is not a distraction to them when they're driving.
Absolutely.
Same should go for all drivers.
NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Hersman talking about the NTSB's recommendation that there be a complete ban on cell phones in cars. Before we go, is this new territory for the NTSB to look at cars? Up till now, we know you from, you know, large-scale disasters and mass transit, but this is a real consumer issue.
Sure. And NTSB investigates accidents in all modes. We've investigated accidents on the highways for a long time. Certainly, we investigate bridge collapses and tunnel failures, but we also investigate accidents involving cars. We've made recommendations over our 40-year history to improve safety in cars, child restraints, seatbelt use, and improving the crashworthiness of vehicles. This is just another step to address the human component.
Well, it's a big step, and thanks so much for being with us this morning. Deborah A.P. Hersman is chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.